W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey.
Kareem Daniels.
And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios, this is the WTH Podcast.
Ooh, I love the sound of that.
I just do. Gets my entrepreneurial juices flowing.
I love it.
It's a good time. By the way, if you're interested in doing a podcast here at Darling New Media Studios, go ahead and hit up the website. It's darlingnewmedia.com. You can shoot me an email, darlingnewmedia@gmail.com, and then we can talk about what the options are because we don't have the rates up on the website yet.
Boom.
But we will have them soon.
One day.
Think of it this way. Okay. It's like a gym membership, but for podcasting.
Oh.
So it's a monthly membership. Situmitation.
Okay, I get it.
So it makes it easy for everybody to get in and go, all right, I come in every Wednesday at whatever time, and we get you on the schedule, and that's your time. We get you all set up and ready to rock out.
Bing, bam, boom.
A word of warning. You may rock out, but you may not do so with your cock out. This is a place of business.
What if you bring, like, something to block the window?
No. Nope. I require our genitals to remain inside at all times.
Oh, I can make things happen with them.
Inside. Inside. And not like a clear purse that you have to bring to an NFL game.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. No.
Yeah.
A clear acrylic cod piece, not acceptable.
What about a hole in your pocket?
I don't know. I think we need to put some film on the windows here.
It's not about the windows. It's other people have to use the space.
Oh, I'll clean up.
Yeah.
Come do my cam shows here. Come on. Hey, everybody. I'm in the studio today. If you want to make a donation, I'll do something you asked me to. Crazy killer too. No, I will not. Oh, my goodness. Give me a tip and I might do it.
Oh my God.
Well, allow me to retort.
Yeah. That sounds terrible. I mean, I love the imagination behind it, sure. But it's one of the
I can't come take, if I worked in the building and I wanted to take my hour break weekly and come in here and do a quick cam show to make some extra money.
No. I would frown on a cam show.
Okay. All right.
Thank goodness you don't. Yeah. I mean,
what if you were just trolling like the cam show site?
Oh.
And, like, you like saw somebody was in your
oh boy
studio right then. Oh man.
It'd be bad times. That'd be very bad.
Like, listen, you need to up your rent for this space.
Yeah, we would have none of that.
I saw how much money you were making. I just need a piece of it. Come on, you have to be an entrepreneur.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you need to get that money, brah.
Wow.
There's probably at least a half a dozen women men in like the 2 mile radius that are willing to come down and
come down later for moose soup.
Yeah. You can come down for moose soup all you want. That's fine. That's all good for you. That's what we're going to do.
It's tasty.
Yeah. All right. So it's the Friday show. We like to start the Friday show with a little chit chat. It's been so long since I've been to the movies because we've got the child now. And
yeah,
although we did find out that we can just get a regular babysitter for something like that.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. Which is great. Great news. So we can actually go and have a date night and go to the movies.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's very exciting that we found that out. So looking forward to that and being able to actually go see something in the theater. What? I don't know. I've lost track of what everything is. I've completely lost track.
The new Spider-Man is dope.
Is it?
Did you see Homecoming?
God, probably.
That's the Spider-Man high school where he's...
Yes.
The one that's part of the MCU. It was after Civil War.
Yes, saw that.
Did you like it?
It was okay.
This one I think is better, but it's just such a great... It's so much fun. And it's like the best things I like about Spider-Man, which is why I liked him and the other one also, is that he's just like a smart ass and he's like fun and doesn't like, I don't know, like Tobey Maguire, I thought was okay when I first, I was like, ah, that's a good, he makes a good one, but he almost played it almost too, like, I don't know, like Tom Holland just looks like a kid, like maybe because Tom Holland was like 10 years younger.
I will tell you the one movie I'm looking forward to, and I'm just looking on Rotten Tomatoes now. It's not getting great reviews, but it's a comedy. It's opening up on the 12th. It's called Stuber and features Camille Nunjani and Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I'm looking for that one.
That looks funny. So that's opening this week. Yeah, it's the only one that's opening this week that I'm excited about, that I haven't even heard about. So the top box office, Spider-Man, Toy Story, Yesterday. My wife wants to see Yesterday. I'm not that excited about it.
Oh, the guy that directed it is Danny Boyle, right? The guy that did Trainspotting and all those films, right?
I don't know.
Is that
maybe
him? Or it's the guy that did
Slumdog. No, it's the guy who did Slumdog Millionaire.
Right.
Yeah.
And Solaris, right? Did he do Solaris also?
I don't know. Right. There was,
I'm getting,
so the premise of Yesterday is this Indian dude in Britain is the only person who remembers the Beatles.
There's more to it than that, but yes.
That's the only thing they gave us in the marketing.
Right. I know.
So and I
but,
don't.
But there's other things going on too.
It's getting a lower score on Rotten Tomatoes than Annabelle Comes Home. Just FYI. Just FYI. That's,
oh man, yeah.
I mean, it's close.
But Toy Story 4 is getting a 98%. And dude, I swear to God, it's such a fucking tired concept and a tired movie. Like how many times, like in how many fucking Toy Story movies and specials has it been about how quick or how much time they have to get from one spot to the other because something's leaving or moving and they need to get there before like time runs out. Like, and that was all this movie was about. Like each time it was like, oh, we got to get back here before we leave. Oh, we got to get back here before they leave. Like, and it was just so fucking repetitive. I've seen it. I'm just fucking done with it.
Right. Like, because that's what, it's a movie for kids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's getting a 98%. Like, fuck that shit, man. Like, I'm really sad that it's CJ's first movie that I took her to.
Yeah. She probably loved it. Yeah.
I should have taken her to Avengers.
She would know no better. You should have taken her to Annabelle Comes Home. CJ, we're going to go see Annabelle Comes Home. It's about a doll.
It's about a doll. You'll love it.
You like dolls, right?
Take her to Chucky. Oh,
I've heard Midsommar was supposed to be pretty dope.
And Men in Black International at 22% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not going to be going. I'm not going to that.
Oh, boy. Yeah. One of my friends went to see that, so we were curious. We'll see what her review was of that. But, yeah. You know what, Kareem? I can't stop looking at the thing that's exploding off the side of Jason's nose.
Yeah. Thanks.
I mean, I feel for you.
Yeah.
Like it hurts me.
Yeah. I didn't want to go to work today.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much does that hurt?
Not much right now, but I mean, it's cause I'm trying not to think about it. So thanks.
So what happened? Did you have a stress breakout? Have you been eating pizza while Chris is gone?
I think it's just, a combination of,
did you shoot yourself in the face?
Yeah, I got cum all over my face.
And didn't wash it off.
And didn't wash
and
it off.
And clogged a pore.
Just let it
That's
sit
how it
there.
Clogged the pores.
No, it happens. Like, I'm on a lot of medication and the steroids. I mean, they're all stored. Like, most of them are steroid derivatives.
Like, I see every now and then I see you have a little bit of a breakout. That just looks like it hurts. So yeah, I feel for you.
This one hurt coming on for sure.
It's no good. And of course, your wife's gone. So. You have no one to pop it for you.
It's already been popped a couple of times. She does not.
Okay. So she's not one of these women that loves to pop.
On my back. I mean, like, I'm not going to let her pop them on my face. Like, that's kind of, I should be doing that myself.
So she does like doing it, but you won't let her touch your face.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's like, because I've one of the things I've learned also is that you don't necessarily want to pop them, because if you do, like, you can get, like, I have like a scar on my face because of it.
Right.
Because of one. So you just have to I have a tool that I use at home. It's like a dermatologist tool.
Sure.
But, yeah.
Yeah. If you, so, speaking of that, I brought it up for a reason, not just to call you out, Jason. Dr. Pimple Popper is coming back.
Jeez. Yay.
I know that you've watched me squeeze out thousands of blackheads and whiteheads here on my YouTube channel, but I know that many of you guys suffer from acne yourself and you're just not sure what to use. This is why one of the first products I created at SLMD Skincare is my acne system. This is a simple, twice daily, three-step regimen. It is formulated for all skin types and all acne types. So for those of you who are not able to see a dermatologist or who are just plain confused when you walk down that skincare aisle, you want to go to slmdskincare.com and check out my acne system.
There you go. So she's got an acne system for you. And then it goes into 10 minutes of her just yanking stuff out of people's faces and other parts. But yeah, Dr. Pimple Popper is coming back this week, actually.
Yes. That's part of what I did over the weekend. I watched a little bit of the marathon.
And some of these are really awful.
Yeah.
Like, I just feel terrible for the people that are dealing with a lot of these things.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that. So what's happening right now, Jason, that looks like what should be happening with you. It's like, that sucker just digging that thing out of there. It's very bad times. All right, that's enough of that. I have been watching the show Smothered. I'm not fully caught up on it because we didn't make it through everything last night or Sunday night. This show is a nightmare. It is an absolute nightmare. And it follows 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, which they are now turning into. This show is out of control.
Now it looks like one of those Real Housewives shows.
Oh my God. They've got, so it's 90 Day Fiancé is the original. Then it's 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After, where they follow them further. The answer is no. Then now they've got 90 Day Fiancé the other way, where people from the States go overseas.
Oh God.
Yeah. That's the next one. And they've had a spinoff. So there's this couple, Pedro and Chantel. Pedro's from the Dominican Republic. Chantel's from Atlanta. And they got married. And Pedro, because he speaks Spanish as his first language, when he talks about her family, he calls them the family Chantel. They have their own reality show spinoff, and it is in fact called The Family Chantel.
Oh, okay. So I watched Dr. Pimple Popper regularly. Right. So I saw that commercial for it, but I didn't realize that that was why they called it that.
That is why. They are incredibly lazy. So that's why. So that's part of the reality shows that are going on. Sometimes, though, reality shows aren't real, but reality is. And in Mississippi, they are forbidding grocery stores from calling veggie burgers, veggie burgers.
What?
The proponents of the law say it's necessary to avoid confusing consumers. That doesn't sound right. So basically, it's been a good few months for the plant-based meat movement, so good that opponents of the fledgling industry are starting to mobilize. This week, a new law went into effect in Mississippi. The state now bans plant-based meat providers from using labels like veggie burger or vegan hot dog on their products. Such labels are potentially punishable with jail time. Words like burger and hot dog would be permitted only for products from slaughtered livestock. Proponents claim the law is necessary to avoid confusing consumers, but given the phrase veggie burger hasn't been especially confusing for consumers the whole time, it certainly seems like more of an effort to keep alternatives to meat away from shoppers. Although it is Mississippi. Yeah. I'm not going to rule out people there being confused. The plant-based meat alternative category is on fire right now with consumers demanding healthier and more sustainable options. That's from the executive director of the Plant-Based Foods Association. This law, along with similar laws in several other states, is the meat lobby's response. Now, the makers of meat alternatives are suing. In a lawsuit filed on July 2nd, they argued that since their products are already labeled vegan, no consumers are confused. If anything, the requirement that they avoid product descriptions like veggie burger makes things more confusing. There's no evidence that consumers are confused by plant-based bacon or veggie burger labels. And federal laws are already in place that prohibits consumer deception. That's from the Good Foods Institute, an organization that works on expanding access to plant-based foods, saying the law is a tremendous overstep to state powers. So I've long joked about this, that it's not really bacon if it's this. It's not really a burger if it's this.
Do you want to lump yourself in there with
I'm just saying this is what happens when people take humor and go too far. This is why things out of context become this. I'm just saying, it's like, oh, you know what? I've got a vegan hot dog. Okay, no, you don't.
Well, they've already been doing it with almond milk. I mean, like they've already made that, so it has to be called an almond beverage.
Yeah.
At least, I mean, like,
do almonds have nipples, Jason? Can you milk them?
No, I get it, but it conveys an idea, not what it is. You know, I mean, like, nobody thinks that it's actually milk from all. Like, first of all, if you think it's milk from almonds, then you're probably an idiot or like a third grader.
People are stupid.
And I don't care if they're stupid. I mean, like.
And I'm not talking about the people that they're worried about confusing them. I'm talking about the people that wrote this fucking law.
All these people are fucking idiots. Well, no, they're not stupid. They're in the pockets of like the meat industry, and they're in the pockets of the milk industry. They're getting money from them.
This is what I hate when people talk about capitalism and how capitalism. How it corrects itself. No, it doesn't.
It doesn't
fucking correct itself. What you do is you buy out the competition to keep them from competing, or you do bullshit like this.
Yeah. That's all it is. I mean, it's just the ones that have all the money making sure that the new stuff does not get on the shelves in the same way in the same places because they don't want to compete against their product.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way they play.
Capitalism.
That's why it has to be very, that's why it has to, well, there's capitalism that's regulated, you know, if you do it closer to what FDR had after the New Deal, I mean, there's a lot of protection there. And for the wealthy too.
Yeah, like I don't want Facebook to own Instagram and what's the other one? Snapchat.
Too late.
I want it separate.
Too late.
I want them separate, but equal.
Well. And they bought them and it's all over. It's all over for all of us. That's how it goes. So another reason to not move to Mississippi. Although this really would have no effect on me at all.
Yeah, I'd already made the decision.
It's like either you're buying it or you're not. Yeah. All right, so Lil Nas X of Old Town Road has come out, and now he's talking about the backlash.
He posted on Twitter, and he's been mostly laughing off any homophobic reaction that he has come his way. Well, today he was on BBC Breakfast and talked about it on camera for the first time.
One of your recent social media posts hinted towards you revealing something about yourself in the future, and you haven't revealed that yet, and fans have pretty much clamoring to find out what that is.
Yeah, I kind of revealed, you know?
You've given hints. What do you think you've revealed?
That I am gay.
How big a deal is that? To put that out on social media because you hinted towards it? You're 20 years old.
I mean, it's just something that, you know, I was considering just like never just doing ever, just like taking to the grave or something. But it was like, I don't want to just live my entire life, especially, you know, how I just got to where I'm at, just like not doing what I want to do. So, you know, and I'm also, I feel like opening doors for more people who.
Well, yeah, it's important, you know, isn't it? Because you are now a role model for so many with your own genre of music that you're owning, and your fans will relate to that. What are you hoping the reaction will be to you saying, I'm gay?
You know, that they feel more comfortable pretty much. Yeah, because it's like, especially within the country and the hip hop communities, which both songs combine, it's like, it's not really accepted in either, so.
You expecting any backlash?
Oh, I'm already getting it.
Oh yeah, how does that feel?
I mean, learning the internet over the past couple of years, you know, I used to be that person being negative, so it's like, I'm not I'm not angry or anything, because it's like I understand, you know, how they just want that reaction. But I'm just going to joke back with him. So, it's, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's funny. He said when he came out, something in his statement was kind of like, well, I kind of assumed that you knew because of the way I acted or dressed. And I was like, well, that's homophobic.
Well, look, he's new with what's going on. He's 20, for God's sake.
Yeah.
So to say that, I guess, you know.
It's like, hey, that is what they're teaching us not to do. Not to make assumptions.
Fair point. But he's finding out that the internet is negative. He's like, well, I used to be negative, so I'm just going to bounce back off
of him. Like, oh, I used to be a troll, so yeah. So I'm getting some trolling back.
Yeah, it's very interesting because you don't get a lot of gay vibe out of either the country or the hip-hop community at all. No. So
I was like, wow, you know, you thought white people didn't like you for being country, people didn't like you for doing a hip-hop country song. They're really not going to like you now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the rap community hasn't necessarily been welcoming people with open arms.
No.
who are gay.
No.
So,
no.
But good for him. It's good. It's good that he's willing to come out and say, "Hey, this is who I am."
Yeah, and hopefully he can, you know, sustain his career.
I mean, there are some people. I mean,
period. Not just, you know.
I don't know if Tyler the Creator's fully come out, but I mean, he has a whole
he's
album
come out.
Yeah, I mean, like
he's out.
And he's I would listen. Like, he was doing stuff for Kanye, for ASAP. Like, I mean, he's been doing stuff for a while, and he's been accepted into the community. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I mean, it's rare. It's a lot rarer.
Yeah.
But it's good for him, man.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Tyler the Creator.
Oh man, I'm listening to the Flower Boy album. Like, he's doing a Dissect version of it. Like, Dissect's doing a version of it.
Yeah.
And I never even listened to Tyler the Creator before this, or even had thought about him. And
I've seen him on stuff, and I was just like, yeah, I'll pass. I'm good. And that has nothing to do with him being gay or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I have a policy that if you are someone the whatever, whether it's Tyler the Creator or Cedric the Entertainer, yeah. I'm out.
Yeah. Like, I've seen him on Ridiculous.
I've
seen him on anything. And I was like, yeah, he just seems obnoxious. And I just, and I'm like, yeah.
Toad the Wet Sprocket. All of those things.
But he didn't want to be lumped in as just being a rap artist, a hip-hop artist, because that's not what he does. He's actually a huge designer. Like, he makes a lot of money doing designing. Converse, like, their whole look that came out in the late 2000s was him.
Do you know who owns Converse?
Nike.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
That is correct. Nike owns them. Headline, Florida man 23 arrested after cop finds marijuana stash in his Bob Marley backpack.
No. That's where he was hiding it?
He was arrested after cop found a mason jar. Mason jar.
What the hell?
I mean, that's old school. I mean, that's how you carry it.
We keep it fresh. A mason jar containing marijuana inside a black Bob Marley backpack in the subject's vehicle. An arrest affidavit does not indicate what else Samuel Antoine Bryant, 23, may have been carrying inside his Marley backpack. He was pulled over around 1:20 p.m. bless you, while driving in St. Petersburg after a sheriff's deputy determined that his car's registration was expired and it had a broken brake light. Upon approaching the vehicle, the deputy, DeMarcus Flournoy, reported that he detected the smell of pot. Prompting a search of Bryant's ride, the cop discovered a black Bob Marley backpack with a mason jar with two Ziploc bags containing a green leafy substance. They did a field test and they found 42 grams of green substance positive for marijuana. Is that a lot, 42 grams?
Well, 3.5 is a gram, is an eighth. So if 3.5 grams is an eight, yeah, I mean, that's a couple ounces, right?
A couple of weeks worth, a day worth.
Well, he was charged with possession of marijuana with the intent to sell. That's a felony.
Yeah.
He was released on the county jail after posting $2,000 bond. He has a rap sheet, including a 2018 conviction for the same crime. and he was sentenced to probation in order to pay fines and court costs in that case. Also in Florida, we have a plea deal reached in a Florida cougar attack.
Told her to leave me alone.
A 64-year-old woman was arrested for groping and grinding on a younger man outside a restaurant in a Florida retirement community. Well, she's cut a plea deal in connection with her unwanted sexual advances. Marianne Ann Zambrano pleaded no contest to a reduced charge of disorderly conduct and was ordered to pay $303 in court costs. She was originally charged with misdemeanor battery for her iteration last year with a worker at a seafood restaurant in the Villages. That's the country's largest retirement community. Bless you, Kareem. We talked about it on the show. As detailed in an arrest report, the victim told police that Zambrano, who had appeared intoxicated, approached him outside of the RJ Gators restaurant and grabbed him by his crotch and began touching him in that area. So that's a $303 fine in Florida.
$303 to grab him by the dick.
If you're a lady, if you're a dude and you go up and grab him by the pussy, it's probably going to be more, or you'll get elected president.
Or you'll get elected president.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's not like there's a double standard there. Anyway.
Right. A couple quick things before we get to small town news, before we wrap up. Philadelphia sucks, and it's a pretty brief one. They got Patti LaBelle's name wrong on an honorary street.
Seriously?
Yep.
How the fuck?
I don't know, but they did. The sign didn't get her name right. They didn't capitalize the B in her last name. So that's there. You can see it, Kareem. LaBelle without a capital B. Philly sucks.
And it's on Broad Street. Could they put it on like, what's that?
Whoa, that's sexist, Jason. You can't call her abroad.
That's not me. It's the city of Philadelphia calling her abroad.
In West Philadelphia, born anyway. Meanwhile, in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, this is weird. It's not small town news, although it is a small town. He's been sentenced to 150 days in jail for repeatedly clogging women's toilets, including in a place where he worked. 35-year-old Patrick Beeman pleaded no contest to 5 counts of misdemeanor criminal damage to property. The state recommended a 30-day sentence for the crime, but Sheboygan Media Press Media reports that Judge Kent Hoffman gave Beeman 30 days for each count to be served consecutively. My tongue got in the way there. The Sheboygan man was also ordered to serve 3 years of probation and pay $5,500 in restitution. Prosecutors say Beeman told police he gets urges to do odd things, like look for bottles in the garbage to clog toilets and cause them to overflow. Police found a toilet in the women's bathroom at DeLand Community Center clogged by a plastic bottle last March in an incident similar to 10 others beginning in 2017.
The guy's saying he needs help. He like tells the guys, listen, I get this weird urge. I can't help it. Like, dude needs to be seeing that strange addictions show.
Yeah.
Good job, like, Judge. Sentence his ass to 150 days.
We'll get on that. Before we get out of here with small town news, I want to remind everybody, hit that Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com to help support the podcast. Thank you very much.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, it's time to visit with our old friend Marilyn Haggerty on the Eat Beat, where July 15th was proclaimed unofficial Grand Forks Cookie Day. That's right, Mayor Brown was out of town, so the Eat Beat proclaimed Monday, July 15th as Cookie Day in Grand Forks. We'll gather between 2 and 4 p.m. in a shelter over in Lincoln Park. They say the mayor will be there, and so will Kim Holmes, connoisseur of fine foods, and G. Paul Larson, who sings like a bird. I don't know why that's important, but okay. Those who are so inclined can bring a plate of 6 cookies to sample and share with the city mission. We will pay tribute to all of the 18 lift stations in Grand Forks. There will be music, laughter, and memories of cookies. Most every household has its favorites. Cookies of yesteryear show up in a YMCA cookbook published in Grand Forks 100 years ago. The book was loaned to the Eat Beat by Leah Brzezinski, the director of the Myra Museum. Among recipes for oatmeal cookies is one submitted by the late Mrs. Well, it's 100 years old. Of course she's dead. The late Mrs. E.S. L'Esperance. It reads exactly like this, Jason. You might want to write this down.
I got it.
2 eggs beaten, 1.5 cups of sugar, 1 cup of butter, 1/2 cup sour cream with 1 teaspoon soda, 1 cup raisins, 1/2 cup nuts, 2 cups oatmeal, 2 cups flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 1 teaspoon vanilla, drop with teaspoon of buttered tin, and bake to light brown.
Can I just say something right here?
Yes.
So 100-year, this is a 100-year-old recipe?
Correct.
It's definitely been doctored at some point since because there's the addition of soda. And knowing my history on soda the way I do, like actually having...
Baking soda?
If it's baking soda, that's one thing. Yeah. Baking powder.
Well, there's baking soda and baking powder are two different things.
Right. Well, it says 1 teaspoon soda. It doesn't say baking soda.
Well, I think that's understood.
I hope so. They didn't make it clear.
Now we go on to Hermits. Cookies well known as Hermits back in 1910. The late Mrs. H.G. Wotat shared her version. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you're supposed to bake in gem tins or drop on buttered pans. They also have oatmeal chocolate chips, something called Cookie Lady. Children who grew up around Fenton Avenue in the north side of Grand Forks got to know the late Ruth Montgomery. They called her the Cookie Lady. She would welcome them with a white cookie.
Cookie.
Made from the recipe from the late Mrs. Charles Downham of East Grand Forks. Though these women are long gone, the feeling of love and friendship that came with their cookies lives on. To make the cookies, they use 1/2 cup of white sugar and 1/2 cup of powdered sugar, along with 1 stick of margarine, 1 egg beaten, 1/2 cup of salad oil, salt, 2 teaspoons of vanilla. Then, their recipe says, sift together 2 cups of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of soda, and 1/2 teaspoon of cream of tartar. Roll in balls and press down with a fork or the bottom of a glass dipped in sugar. Bake at 350 degrees for 8 to 10 minutes. That's it. It's cookie day.
Yeah.
Cookie.
That was printed in the paper.
Yeah. Cool.
Small town.
We can cut it out and put it in your recipe book then, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
Sure.
Just might want to...
If you don't have the internet where you live, that's what you can do. Go ahead and do that. You can also do this.
Now later for moose soup.
Yep. All that, you know. Oh, the moose soup lady had some comments about some of these cookie
dirty bitch.
Yeah, she didn't like all of she didn't like all of the cookie ladies. I'm just saying. Yeah, some of them she was a big fan of fresh baked cookies.
Woo!
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We're out of here. Y'all have a great weekend. Back on Monday with some grievances to air out. Until then, be nice to each other. Thanks. Bye.